Good morning, everyone. My name is Kim from UNIST. In this talk, I'll present our paper, Resolving Journaling of Journal Anomaly in Android I/O, Multiversion Bitree with Lazy Split. This work is a joint work between UNIST and Hanyang University. This is the outline of this talk. First, I'll introduce the motivation of this work, Journaling of Journal Anomaly, and I'll explain how multiversion Bitree can resolve the journaling of journal anomaly. After that, I'll explain how we optimized the multiversion Bitree in Android environment. Our evaluation will show we achieved about 70% performance improvement against world mode. To conclude this talk, we prepared a demonstration. Another Dong-il Park will show you the demonstration. I guess more than half of you have Android smartphones. Last year, IDC reported that about 70% of smart device sales are Android devices. Several previous studies showed Android I/O bottleneck has significant performance impact on system performance. Moreover, lifetime of NAND flash memory is another storage I/O problem. SQLite is a key component in Android I/O stack because most Android applications manage their data using SQLite. Android applications use SQLite excessively even when they do not need database features. Unfortunately, SQLite generates excessive amount of EXT for journal I/Os, and this excessive I/O traffic is caused by the misaligned interaction between SQLite and EXT4 journal. If an Android application inserts data in rollback journal mode, SQLite starts database journaling. In truncated journal mode, which is the default mode in an ice cream sandwich, first, it opens a database rollback journal file. After that, SQLite writes the data to the journal file and comma mark. When database journaling is finished, SQLite inserts the database data entry to the database file, and it truncates the journal file. To flush dirty pages, SQLite calls fsync function in each step. EXT2 file system also uses journaling to guarantee the consistency and durability. When SQLite writes a dirty Bitree node, EXT2 file system writes data, EXT4 journal, metadata, and coin mark. Let's look at SQLite and EXT2 file system together. When Android application inserts data, EXT2 file system writes database journal and EXT4 journal for the database journal. After journaling of journal is finished, EXT4 file system writes the data into the database file and EXT4 journal file for database file. In summary, a single data insert operation causes 9 random writes. We call this excessive I/O operation journaling of journal anomaly. In order to resolve the journaling of journal anomaly, we can either modify file system layer or SQLite. In this work, we propose to resolve the journaling of journal anomaly in SQLite layer. Note that SQLite calls fsync function twice, one for database journal and the other for database file. Our idea is to combine the journal fsync with the database fsync. In database society, version-based Bitree have been well studied in the past. It supports database transactions principles and recovery. The version-based Bitree does not need a separate rollback journal file. So we implemented multi-version Bitree in SQLite in order to avoid database journaling. In multi-version Bitree, all data items are tagged with valid version ranges. For example, if 10 is inserted at time t1, we set each start version to time t1 and end version to infinity. In time t2, we update the data 10 with 20. The previous data 10 is not overwritten, but each end version is set to time t2. this entry becomes dead. And we create a new data 20 and make each start version to time t2. Instead of overwriting historical data, we create a new version and give them a strict order. In SQLite, we can use DB file change counter in database header page as transaction version. Note that multi-versioning integrates recovery information into database itself, so we do not need a separate rollback journal. Now, let me show you how multi-version Bitree splits when a node overflows. In this example, a Bitree node can hold only four entries. If we insert a key 25 at version 5, this node page 1 will split. The overflow node page 1 becomes dead. So we set the end version of page 1's entries to version 5. Here, two sibling nodes are created, and the entries from page 1 are copied to them. The start versions of two siblings are set to version 5. After that, a new parent node is allocated, or an existing node should be updated accordingly. In this example, we modified four Bitree nodes. However, in original Bitree node split, only three Bitree nodes are modified. The main drawback multi-version Bitree is that it creates more dirty pages than original Bitree. With more dirty pages, multi-version Bitree generates heavy I/O traffic. In order to resolve the journaling of journal anomaly effectively, we have to reduce the number of dirty pages for multi-version Bitree. In order to reduce the AppSync overhead of multi-version Bitree, we developed LS and MVBT with several optimizations. In order to minimize the I/O traffic, we use four characteristics of Android I/O. First, write is much slower than read in flash-based storage. Second, dominant fraction of storage accesses are write. Third, there is no concurrent write accesses to the database. Fourth, most transactions insert a single data item. Based on these observations, we propose five optimizations for multi-version Bitree: lazy split, reserved buffer space, lazy garbage collection, metadata embedding, disabling sibling distribution. Let's look at our first optimization, lazy split algorithm. The main idea behind our optimization is that we do not need to create two sibling nodes just to insert a single data entry. In our LS MVBT, we combine the dead node with one of the sibling nodes. The lazy split algorithm delays making an overflow node dead. Let's look at an example. We insert a key 25 into page 1 at version 5. Since page 1 has no empty space, the node should split. In lazy split, we make half of entries dead. We call this half dead and half live node a lazy node. The node page 1 splits, and we copy the dead entries to the sibling node page 2, and we set the start version of the copied entries to version 5. In the parent node, the pointers to the lazy node page 1 should be updated accordingly. Although we splitted node page 1, the lazy node has no empty space. One characteristic of Android application is that most transactions insert just a single data item, and there can be only one exclusive write transaction. This means that it is very likely that the dead entries will not be used by other transactions, and they can be safely deleted. After we garbage collect the dead entries, we can insert a new entry. However, What if the dead entries are still being accessed by other read transactions? If so, we cannot garbage collect the dead entries. There can be multiple solutions to this problem. One is to make the write transaction wait until read transactions finish. Another option is to split the lazy node, as in original multi-version B-tree split algorithm. Another option is to reserve some buffer space in B-tree node. If a lazy node is full and we cannot garbage collect the dead entries, we store a new entry in reserved buffer space. This reserved buffer space will further delay the node split of lazy node. If the reserved buffer space is not enough to hold all new entries, then we have to split, as in original multi-version B-tree split algorithm. Rollback algorithm of LSMVBT is similar to that of multi-version B-tree. If system crashes at version 5, the rollback process deletes the entries whose start version is 5. So the node page 2 will be simply deleted in this example. If end version of data entry is 5, we revert the end version back to infinity. Note that the number of dirty nodes is also smaller than that of multi-version B-tree. The next optimization is lazy garbage collection. In multi-version B-tree, proposed in Database Society, use periodic garbage collection. When a garbage collection starts, any active transaction should stop. And garbage collection scans B-tree nodes and deletes all dead entries. This garbage collection has to call additional fsync functions to flush the dirty cleaned B-tree nodes. This periodic garbage collection will result in extra dirty pages. In lazy garbage collection, we do not learn periodic garbage collection. This is because we need to create empty spaces only when we need to add a new entry. When a transaction cleans dead entries, inserts a new data, and commit, the cleaned node page 1 will be flushed to storage. This lazy garbage collection does not create any additional dirty page. The next optimization is the metadata embedding. Multi-version B-tree uses file change counter in SQLite DB header page as the most recent and valid consistent version. In this example, a write transaction starts and reads the file change counter 5. The transaction copies and increases the file change counter and uses it for any updates. When the write transaction commits, it flushes each file change counter to the header page. So every insertion creates at least 2 dirty nodes. After write transaction finishes, the next transaction can read version 6. With metadata embedding, we do not store the file change counter in the DB header page. Instead, we store the file change counter in RAM disk. In this example, the current most recent and valid version is 5. When a write transaction commits, it flushes the increased file change counter to the memory and to the last modified B-tree node. So it avoids making the database header page dirty. However, the problem is that the RAM disk is volatile. When system crashes and rolls back, we need to scan all B-tree nodes to recover the file change counter. The overhead of scanning is no problem because recovery process must scan all the B-tree nodes anyway. With this metadata embedding optimization, mostly we create only one dirty pages per insertion. The last optimization is to disable sibling read distribution. In Database Society, it is well known that sibling read distribution improves page utilization and search performance. With sibling read distribution, we do not split the overflow node, page 3. Instead, we check if sibling node page 2 and page 4 have empty spaces. If so, the entries from sibling nodes and the overflow nodes will be rearranged. However, this sibling redistribution touches folded pages. Therefore, we disable sibling redistribution to minimize the number of dirty pages. Without sibling redistribution, the search cost will be slightly higher, but write time is much higher than read time on flash memory. If we disable sibling redistribution, the node page 3 will just split. This split makes only 3 nodes dirty. In summary, we designed optimizations for multi-version B3 on Android platform. First, lazy split avoids one extra dirty node when a node splits. Second, reserved buffer space reduces the probability of lazy node split. Third, garbage collection deletes dead entries without creating extra dirty pages. Fourth, metadata embedding does not make database header page dirty. Last, disabling sibling redistribution makes write faster. Now, let me show you the performance evaluation. We implemented the multi-version B3 with 5 optimizations in SQLite. We completely replaced the B3 implementation in SQLite with our LSMVBT. We ran extensive experiments in one of the latest smartphones, Samsung Galaxy S4. We compared the average insertion time of LSMVBT and world mode. World mode depends on checkpointing interval. In SQLite default mode, checkpointing occurs when every 1,000 pages become dirty. However, checkpointing also occurs when database file is closed. So the checkpointing is often performed much frequently with fewer than 1,000 dirty pages. When checkpointing interval is 1,000 dirty pages, world mode is about 30% slower than LSMVBT. And when checkpointing interval is 250 dirty pages, world mode is about 65% slower than LSMVBT. For the same experiment, we measured the number of dirty pages per each insertion. World mode accesses more than 3 dirty pages. However, LSMVBT flushes about only 1 dirty pages. Without 5 optimization, the multi-version B3 flushes more than 2 dirty pages. In addition to the number of block accesses, we measured the amount of I/O traffic. In this experiment, we submitted 1,000 insert transactions. In world mode, about 100 kilobytes are accessed per 10 milliseconds only for EX2 journal. But in LSMVBT, no more than 40 kilobytes are accessed per 10 milliseconds for EX2 journal and database file. In total, LSMVBT accesses about 10 megabytes in just 1.8 seconds, while world mode accesses about 30 megabytes in 3 seconds. So LSMVBT saves about 67% I/O traffic compared to world mode. And this will increase the lifetime of NAND flash memory 3 times longer. LSMVBT is faster than world mode because we optimized LSMVBT for write performance. Now, let me show you each such performance. In this experiment, we changed the ratio of search to insert in query workload and measured transaction throughput. If at least 7% of transactions are insert, delete, or update, LSMVBT outperforms world mode. Truncate mode is not comparable to the other two modes. World mode is notorious for its long recovery latency. Now, let's see how fast LSMVBT can recover. In this experiment, we measured recovery time, and the LSMVBT is about 5 to 6 times faster than world mode. Now, let's quantify how much performance improvement we get from each optimization. This graph shows the performance effect of disabling Sibelinity distribution. Red bar shows async overhead when SQLite does not perform Sibelinity distribution. Blue bar shows the overhead of when SQLite performs Sibelinity distribution. As you can see, we can make write 20% faster by just disabling Sibelinity distribution. Finally, this graph quantifies the performance of each optimization. Green bar is the throughput of truncate mode. Blue bar shows wall mode. Light pink shows the multi-version B3 that disabled the Sibelinity distribution. Next, we added lazy split optimization to original multi-version B3, and it outperforms wall mode by 40%. Next, we added metadata embedding to original multi-version B3. It achieves 51% performance improvement against wall mode. Next, we added R5 optimization, and we achieved 70% higher throughput than wall mode. And we show we achieved 12 times faster than truncate mode. This last graph shows normalized query response time. In this graph, we set the query response time of wall mode to number one. And in LSMVVT, the normalized query response time is just 58% of wall mode. Conclusion. We resolved journaling of journal anomaly with lazy split multi-version B3. The lazy split multi-version B3 reduces the number of fsync calls and overhead of each fsync call via 5 optimizations. Our experiment shows that the lazy split multi-version B3 achieves about 70% performance improvement against wall mode solely via software optimization. Now, Dong-il will show a demonstration.
Let me give me a second. Now I'll show you the demo. The screen here shows Galaxy S4 in real time through USB. You can find two versions of MovieBench in the middle of the screen. MovieBench is the mobile benchmarking application which can measure the performance of file system and SQLite operations. You can find two versions of MovieBench. Left one is the default version, and right one is the LSMVVT with all optimization techniques applied. Now, let's measure the performance of default version. This is the default version. And let's measure the performance of LSMVVT version. This is the captured version. As you can see from the result, default version shows only 424 transactions per second, but LSMVVT version shows 704 transactions per second. Thank you. Thank you for your time and attention. We'll take your questions.
Hi, Ted Cho from Google. Thank you very much for this really exciting work. I'm really glad to see people focusing on trying to improve SQLite. My question is, have you been in communication with the SQLite upstream author, and is he receptive to taking this technique into the production source code?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really encourage that if the source code is available as open source. I think that'd be really exciting if we could actually get this into wide use.
Oh, there we go. Mark Lobich from HP Labs. What's the space overhead? I mean, you're keeping extra versions around.
Extra version. What an extra version. I couldn't follow your.
How much extra space do you need for the database because you're keeping the extra versions around?
I think you said about reserved buffer space.
So presumably, because you're keeping extra versions, you need more space on disk than you would on the flash than you would with the normal version, right?
The size of version is.
And as he points out, there's lazy garbage collection too.
But you save log files. You don't need log files anymore.
Is what happens to the space? Does it get better? Does it get worse? We'll take it offline.
Actually, I have the exactly same question as you have, but I have extra concern about the memory footprint because you have to keep extra pages in the memory, right? So I guess maybe the memory footprint of the new SQLite is bigger than the old SQLite. No. Okay. If it's no, then it's good. But it's better if you have some figure so we can see. We can take this offline. No problem. Okay. Thank you.
I have one question with, I think the optimizations are nice and the results are impressive. I wonder how many lines of code are needed to make those changes. I mean, particularly, I guess, you know, if you want to keep in mind of the comparison base where in the thing you're replacing is the logging in SQLite, which actually is a pretty simple thing, right? So if you look at SQLite, the logging part is pretty small. And now you're replacing that with a much more complex mechanism. How much more code do you have to add to realize that?
We left 1.5 years for modifying database.
Let's thank the speakers.